There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. We begin with news from Australia, and its government has been criticized by United States Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee for prematurely recognizing Palestine, expressing US disappointment and disgust. In response, Prime Minister Albanese defended his stance, emphasizing Australia's interests and the need to break the cycle of violence by isolating Hamas. He highlighted Israel's right to self-defense, whilst urging careful conduct to prevent further civilian casualties. The diplomatic exchanges underscore tensions surrounding the timing of Palestine's recognition amid the ongoing conflict in the region. On to news from South America, pro-Palestinian activists have vandalized Guatemala City's Holocaust Museum. Director Marco Gonzalez condemned the targeting of Jews under the guise of political protest, whilst museum founder Father Patrick Dubois reaffirmed his commitment to Holocaust education to keep Guatemala free of hatred. Opened in 2016, the museum is Central America's only Holocaust memorial, reflecting the nation's strong pro-Israel ties and inclusion of Holocaust studies in the national school curriculum. The Toronto International Film Festival has reversed its decision to remove The Road Between Us, The Ultimate Rescue, which is a documentary on retired IDF General Noam Thibon's heroism during the October 7th Hamas attack. The film's reinstatement followed strong backlash from Canadian Jewish groups, civic leaders, politicians, and the public. The change came after mounting national and international criticism, including from Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sahar. Israel's leading universities continue to shine globally, with three institutions ranking amongst the top 100 in the 2025 Shanghai ranking. The Weizmann Institute of Science, the Hebrew University of Jerusalem, and Technikon Israel Institute of Technology all maintained their spots from last year, though each experienced slight drops. Despite the minor declines, Israel's universities remain competitive on the world stage. As we round off another week, let's look at what stories have made headlines. Israel launches a three-year plan to attract skilled Jews from the diaspora, addressing labor shortages and to boost the economy. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu urged the people of Iran to rethink leadership, promised full Israeli development support and solidarity in a call for cooperation and reflection. Upcoming Holocaust Museum and Jewish education programs in Romania are seeking to preserve heritage and inspire future generations to reconnect with their cultural and historical roots. Argentine President Javier Milei launched a $1 million initiative, the American Friends of the Isaac Accords, to strengthen Israel-Latin American relations. Families of Gaza hostages are suing ICC prosecutor Karim Khan, accusing him of aiding Hamas and blocking justice. Colorado's governor awards $250,000 in extra security grants to nine Jewish groups after anti-Semitic firebombing of a pro-Israel rally in Boulder. Jewish sixth formers in the United Kingdom break A-level and vocational records, earning unprecedented A's, distinctions, and top marks, securing spots at elite UK and international universities, plus prestigious apprenticeships. And finally, at the historic site of Woodstock, Isheribo recently captivated over 14,000 fans, marking Yamim Bayim, the year's biggest Jewish music event and its first at this legendary venue. Throughout the night, he invited friends to share the spotlight, uniting the crowd in song. The vibrant energy extended beyond the pavilion to where families and fans celebrated and sang together, demonstrating the unifying power of music and marking a milestone for Jewish cultural expression worldwide. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com, and if you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.